So, hello everyone. It's 4:15 in the afternoon. It's a beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful afternoon. It's windy and it's a little bit chilly. Is that breeze?
Not for him.
There's the. I reckon he's going to our house to deliver that thing. He's a parcel delivery dude. So isn't it a really nice afternoon? It was a bit grey this morning. So we're going to Andover to go and get a few bits and pieces. A bit of shopping. I've got Tamara and Jessica with me. Say hello.
Hello.
And I think the reason for recording this audio boo, and today I took delivery of our new iMac. in a bid to progress with technology, to keep up with it. I bought a new iMac. Ours was starting to slow down, and I think I know exactly what. I think it's because I've got tons of stuff on there that we don't really need, and a few services that kind of are running in the background that don't really need. But, and you know, it could be argued that all I needed to do was just wipe everything off it and reinstall the operating system again. But you know, our Mac is it's a useful tool, and I actually considered buying a MacBook Pro. The sun will be out your eyes in a minute.
And
yes, because you're too short. The sun is so bright. It's really nice, beautiful blue. It's pale blue, wintry sky. I opted for the latest Mac, which was released in October 2014, and it's a Mac with a 5K display.
Five?
Yeah, not just 4K, 5K. Yeah, but and I can tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, the quality of that display is just something else. The images look so smooth and clear and clean, and colour is sharper and deeper. I don't want to say things are more saturated, but I think you get a better range of colour and contrast. Beautiful screen, and it's also rapid as you like, absolutely rapid. And there's this test that Mac users perform, nothing special, but it's opening all of the apps on your Mac, and the test is twofold. It's to see how long it takes to open them, and it's also to see how much memory it uses once they're all open. So in buying the Mac, you had the choice to spec it up a bit, and having ordered Macs directly from Apple before, I knew not to buy extra RAM from Apple, because it's generally 2 to 3 times the amount that you can buy yourself in the shops, and it's probably the only component part of an iMac that you can fit yourself with absolute 100% ease. Just put the Mac onto the screen on a nice clean flat surface, take a little panel off the back. Old RAM clip pulls out, new RAM pushes in, little panel goes back, switch it on, job's good. And honestly, just a minute. It takes a minute. So that's what I did. I bought extra RAM for hours from somebody selling it on Amazon. And in doing so, I've saved 200 and... let's see what this... How much have I saved? Well, if we just rounded off the 300 quid, it might actually be more than that. I think... I've saved about £300, which is incredible. So... The new Mac's now rocking 32 gigabytes of RAM, which is insane. Insane amount of RAM. But so she's bloody rapid. Now, bearing in mind that I've got generally no real programs, what else? I mean, it comes standard with quite a lot of software. You know, the Apple version of Microsoft Office you get for free now. So that's on there. And the iPhoto is already on there. What else you get? iPhoto. GarageBand. Yeah, well, Safari's built in to the operating system anyway. iTunes, and I put Final Cut Pro X on there. So anyway, all of the programs to open took 7 seconds, which is just a stupidly quick speed. And I think there was maybe 30 items that had opened, 30 bits of software that opened. And when they were all open, the system was only using 19% of its RAM. Now, what I will say is the fans did kick in. Oh, the rabbit was no more. Oh, so we said a rabbit. The fans did kick in, and they did work. They were working, believe you me. So, but still, it was only using 19% of RAM. All the systems was okay. It was all in the green zone, so to speak. There was no hardship whatsoever. But it wasn't doing anything. That was just programs that were open. But all of them were open. And when they were all open, I was still downloading a game from the App Store, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which is about 7.6 gigs. It was still downloading that fine in the background. I played a YouTube on Google Chrome. I played a YouTube video on Safari. In one of the videos was in 1080p. The other one was rendering in 4K, or not rendering, but streaming through 4K. At the same time, I had on our television in the living room, I had Transformers playing from Netflix. So trying to test the Wi-Fi bandwidth in the house, and the downloading didn't seem to slow down. I was quite amazed at that, because what I found is our new telly takes precedence over the bandwidth, but nothing else really seems to be affected. So how it manages that, I don't know. But it's, you know, because what we found recently is when we're watching a YouTube video on the Mac and watching a Netflix or video or a YouTube video on the telly, the Mac seemed to suffer, where the telly seemed to kind of keep with it. But I mean, that was not necessarily, I don't necessarily that any kind of processor would be tested. I think that's just data coming through down the internet. But nevertheless, it was fine. The Mac was fine. So it's a pretty powerful machine, believe you me. So I've been rendering videos at 720p with my GoPro, and now I'm going to produce more 4K content, because I think we need to be pushing the boundaries now. And I can see what's going to happen. The in the very near future, as more 4K content becomes available, more people are going to want to use it and watch it and consume it. So I can see the internet going down the pan, and we're going from a maximum of we can get 120 megabits per second of internet down the fibres where we live, and I can see that being strained. I can see that being strained quite soon. But I think, I want to kind of progress with... Oh, that was nice for him to overtake me right just before the flipping lights. I can see that, as technology progresses, I feel as though I want to progress and kind of keep pushing forward with technology and quality. Hang on, kids, where am I going? I'm going the wrong way. Never mind, we'll go this way. More 4K stuff. One of the downsides with 4K is that if you want to watch 4K, everything that's going to have anything to do with that 4K signal has to support 4K. So, if you are watching a Netflix or watching something through Netflix, a TV program that is filmed and is being released in 4K, then you have to make sure that whatever's streaming the Netflix is 4K compatible. So Apple TV 3, I think we're on now. Apple TV 3 only spits out a maximum of 1080p. However, I have tested it on my telly and it's flipping marvellous. We've got the we can watch Netflix directly from the television, and I've looked at some 4K stuff and it's marvellous, it's brilliant. But there isn't much out there, so YouTube stuff is good, but that's about it. And there's not much feature stuff out there yet. So the back is
it's a fire engine.
Yeah. Except they're not called fire engines, they're called appliances. They've been called fire engines for like 30 years, funnily enough. So the Mac is fantastic. I'm chuffed with it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it costs a flipping arm and a leg. But I find that, I'm doing video stuff, I'm doing photographs, I'm doing audio. Well, actually, with audio, you don't need massive amounts of RAM or processor speed to do audio, believe it or not. But I am doing it, and I find that our Mac is constantly multitasking, which it didn't really have a problem with. But now I've got the kind of assurance that it can handle flipping anything plus more. Yeah, so some good times ahead. So it's basically what to do with the old one. Now the funny thing is, in the past couple of days, we've been getting the grey screen of death, which has come at quite a coincidence. And what's the grey screen of death? Well, suddenly the Mac will just restart, but it won't restart fully. It'll go to just a grey screen. And today it showed a grey screen with the flashing question mark on it. Now that could be a couple of things. It could be an accessory isn't performing properly that's actually needed, like a hard disk. Now all of the hard disks, because there was three hard disks connected to our Mac, those three hard disks weren't for anything hugely necessary. The main one was for the Apple Time Machine backup facility. Now that wasn't an that was never an automatic procedure. That was manually. I'd manually set the time machine going.
Look at the ball. There's a cube with a ball in it.
It tells you how much water's in it. So they're about, what's that, 2/3 full of water.
It's going up and down.
Well, yeah. Because as he drives forward, it pushes the water back with, doesn't it?
When he stops it.
It'll go down. Yeah, because the water's going forward in the tank. Or there's... there's maybe a bit of a developed glitch in the in one of the kernels for the operating system. So, what the plan was anyway was I was going to stick all, you know, kind of media, whether it was photographs, videos, music, that kind of thing, on the new Mac, and then just reinstall the operating system. On the I don't want to say old Mac because it's a 2011 Mac, so that's what the plan was, and so yes, I will do that. I'll get that done today. And so by second hand standards, that's an old bus. That's an old it's Elreg. Flipping hell, that's a very old bus. Yeah, so by second-hand standards, the iMac that I've got sitting there, the one that we've had, the 2011 version, is I can still sell it for about 850-900 quid, 1,000 quid at a push. It is specced up, but 800 quid's probably more realistic from what I've seen. It'll definitely sell for that price. Can I get round here? So that's the older model. But I don't really want to get rid of it. The problem I have is I've got nowhere to put it. I could have used it as a kind of media centre in the bedroom. And I don't even want to say could. I can use it in our bedroom, I suppose. It needs to be moved from its current location because the new Mac's on the dining room table. So it needs to go on the computer table in the dining room. And I also wanted really to have some kind of I wanted to buy a podcaster microphone, but I think I'm a bit off that yet, to be honest. I think I can wait on getting a podcaster microphone until I've got a proper office space, because it looks like we're going to move this year. I don't like where we live. Well, yeah, I don't like where we live, so hopefully going to try and move. But that, if we do, it'll probably be in the summer holidays.
Of course it will.
That's the best time to move. So, yeah, I mean, that's the latest update. Beautiful new 27-inch iMac 5K, 32 gigs of RAM, 4 gigahertz processor, i7 processor. With a 3 terabyte Fusion drive, I've opted for.
Is the TV just 2 inches bigger than that?
No, the TV's 49-inch. It's 12.
Max,
27
said,
inch. 27 inch.
Oh, I thought you said 47.
No, 27 inch Mac. So it's a beast of a machine, and I'm looking forward to producing some 4K stuff. So all I need now is something that you cannot buy and that's time.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.